Where did the name A come from? Just to be the first in a telephone book, or?
Yeah, it's so it can confuse people on the internet when they're putting a search for A. They get 3 million replies, and it screws everybody up. So there's no real reason. Just look good on a T-shirt, I think, and we can beat AC/DC in the record racks and on our record company's computers.
How did you like your tour with Schönheitsfehler and the Bloodhound Gang?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, all the tours we've ever done have been really good because we enjoy playing, whether it's really small places or really big places. The last tour was fantastic because it's big arenas, and I like being on a big stage. It's kind of, it's almost, it's less nervous when it, when it's bigger. It's kind of not easy. It's a different thing, you know. We did some record installs last week in some record shops, and I was more nervous doing that than I was playing in front of 10,000 people. It's just strange, but the feedback from the crowd, the Germans, is amazing, you know. So every night they're singing along, and it's cool.
What do you think is are the German fans like in comparison to your home country, maybe? Is there any difference to be seen?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We kind of, at home, our gigs are kind of more punk rock in a way. Like, the crowd are more mad and insane and stupid and kind of jumping around on each other's head and stuff like that. But in the German show so far, I've been rocking but quite relaxed. People look after each other a little more, and there's kind of more girls at the front, so no one hurts them. But last night in Hamburg was pretty crazy. Lots of stage diving. I got smashed in the teeth. Blood everywhere. Just normal. All my gums have, I've lost 3 teeth in this band from singing, where people kick the microphone in my mouth by accident, so it's our fault. We should get a real job.
When you wrote I Like Lake to Who, it's yeah. It's an always smiling, sunny song. How does that go together with punk rock?
It's not a punk rock song, so it doesn't really go with punk rock, because it's
but with your normal songs, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's A, you know, all our songs are kind of optimistic, and all our songs have good melodies, and kind of into bands like the Beach Boys and stuff like that for the harmonies and stuff, and the Beastie Boys for production and stuff, not just into punk. And that's the thing with Monkey Kong, we try to make it varied and more colourful than your average kind of 1, 2, 3 go album. And you know, I love music like that, and I love all that energy, but I kind of like Weezer and Pavement and Blur and all these bands too, and the Beasties and stuff like that, so, and the Police. So we just take all that kind of influence. And the thing is with our band, you know, we write songs on how we feel that day, you know. So if we get up and someone has this keyboard line, then we write a song around that, you know. It's still A, you know. So, you know, and then some songs are just like, rah, 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 and the next single is called A, and that's kind of like the Beach Boys and very Californian. So you never know, you know, it can change all the time. It makes it more interesting for us. You know, we've been playing these songs for a year now, and I still love to sing them every night. So,
what are your plans now for the near future? Maybe for summer? Are you on festivals here in Germany?
Yeah, we're doing lots of festivals in Germany. I don't know which ones, but I know we're doing about 6 festivals in Germany. And then we'll come back and do another tour. We have a song called A, the next single, which will be out in May, June, I think. And ripping up the charts! And the album Monkey Kong is out and selling well. So we just need to... we go to the States next week for 6 weeks. And then we have a tour of England. And then we go into the studio to write some more stuff. And then we'll come back to Germany and do some more work. And then Australia and Japan. And maybe a tour with Die Toten Hosen, I think.
What do you expect for your tour in Britain? I think the typical British music is Britpop, like Travis or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Travis aren't very Britpop, but Travis are just good songs, you know. I really love Travis. I think they're brilliant. I've seen him about 10 times this year. They're really nice guys, amazing album. But, you know, our gigs are always mad and sold out and kind of chaos, really, in England. So, you know, the kids want to rock in England too. Just because they're English doesn't mean they sit at home and listen to, you know, pulp all day long. They also want to rock and jump up and down and shout and scream and come to away gigs too, so...